Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 2, 18 to 26. James chapter 2, verse 18 to 26. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Let us reflect on the theme faith in action. Faith in action. Have you ever wondered if your faith makes a difference in how you live your daily life? James 2, 14 to 17 challenges us to reflect on this very question. The apostle of the Lord reminds us that faith without action is empty. It is not enough to simply declare belief in God. Our faith must translate into tangible actions. Mere intellectual assent, as James points out, is something even demons possess. Yet it does not bring about the life transformation that genuine faith does. Authentic faith manifests in acts of compassion and service, illustrating a trust in God that moves beyond words and deeds. Consider the example James gives. Seeing a brother or sister in need and responding only with well wishes is insufficient. It is not enough to say to one who is really struggling financially or otherwise, "Oh, I'm sorry, I hope you would find help somewhere for your need." No, genuine faith compels us to act, to meet the needs of others with the resources we have. This call to action is not about earning salvation through works, but about demonstrating the reality of our faith through our actions. True faith naturally produces good works, reflecting the love and grace of God in our lives. My dear friends, James's message is a powerful reminder to live out our faith actively. In a world where verbal professions of faith can often be disconnected from daily living, we are called to bridge that gap. Our faith should visibly impact how we treat others, especially those in need. This call to action aligns with Jesus' teaching to love our neighbors as ourselves and to serve the least of these. Living out our faith means engaging with the world in meaningful ways, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, providing for the poor, and being present for those who are marginalized. It means that our faith is not a private matter, but a public witness to the transforming power of God's love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can you actively demonstrate your faith through acts of service and compassion in your community? Number two, How does your faith influence your daily decisions and interactions with others? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of faith that transforms our lives. Help us to live out our faith through actions that reflect your love and grace. Open our eyes to the needs around us and give us the courage to respond with compassion and generosity. May our lives be a testament to your goodness, bringing glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.